Kansas saw an influx of women seeking abortion care from Oklahoma and Texas after those states passed restrictions in the last year. After the Roe decision, several other states enacted new restrictions as well. But Zach Gingrich Gaylord of Trust Women in Wichita says women from those states likely won't come to Kansas for abortions because of long distances to travel.
You know, a lot of people will not be able to leave their states because it is now simply too far.
Abortion access in Kansas could hinge on a vote in August. Kansans will vote on an amendment that would say there's no right to abortion in the state constitution. All registered voters may cast a ballot regardless of their political affiliation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Lawrence.